Here's your KLM news for this Saturday morning. A major accident took place Friday afternoon shortly after 3 p.m. on Highway 75 just south of Hinton, involving five vehicles, including a semi-truck. Traffic on Highway 75 was at a standstill, and officials diverted the traffic to other county roads for detours. Officials were at the scene for nearly a couple of hours conducting their investigation. The accident happened in the construction zone between Hinton and Sioux City in what was believed to be a chain reaction accident. And according to the traffic accident report submitted by the Iowa State Patrol, a semi-truck driven by 31-year-old Jason Blake of Rock Valley was traveling northbound and failed to recognize the traffic ahead of him was slowing down. The semi-truck crossed over the center line into the southbound lane in an effort to avoid a collision. The semi-truck then hit a Jeep driven by 21-year-old Davis Van Egdom of Rock Valley. The semi-truck then re-entered the northbound lanes and collided with the back end of a Mazda driven by 34-year-old Aaron Van Waas of Indianola, causing that vehicle to hit the cable barrier and go into the ditch. You may recall that that stretch of highway is where the Highway 75 is down to two lanes of facing traffic. The Hinton Fire and Rescue and Hinton Ambulance, along with the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol and Hinton Police, all responded to the scene. The Iowa State Patrol did not mention the extent of injuries associated with the accident in their traffic accident report. Law enforcement agencies were involved in a high-speed pursuit that happened early Friday morning at around 1:30 a.m. Authorities with the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office say that they were notified of an active vehicle pursuit traveling southbound on Highway 75 from Sioux County. The vehicle entered Plymouth County and continued heading southbound on Highway 75. The pursuit continued through the city of Lamar's, and the vehicle was eventually stopped on 200th Street near Kestrel Avenue, just outside the city limits near the Wells Enterprises corporate offices. The pursuit resulted in the arrest of all three occupants. The driver, Lucas Packard, age 29 of South Dakota, was arrested for aggravated eluding. Passengers William Highhawk, age 27 of South Dakota, was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Natasha Damaris, age 22 of South Dakota, was arrested on an active warrant for the Department of Corrections for a parole violation. The incident originated from Canton, South Dakota, crossing over the Big Sioux River into Sioux County, then heading south into Plymouth County. The suspects were taken to the Plymouth County Jail. Both the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office and the Lamar's Police Department participated in the pursuit and resulting arrests. Woodbury County authorities are investigating a one-vehicle rollover fatality accident that happened around 5:30 a.m. Friday near Hornick. That accident occurred at the 2900 block of Grundy Avenue. A passerby located the vehicle in a ditch, and upon arrival, the first responders determined that the vehicle was occupied by one person, and he was deceased. The identity of the victim will be released at a later date and time. Authorities say that the city's untreated wastewater is no longer flowing into the Little Sioux River in northwest Iowa's Cherokee County. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources had said that a sewer main break was reported Monday morning by the town of Quimby. River flooding had kept the repair crews from finding that break and fixing it, allowing more than 15,000 gallons of untreated wastewater to flow into the river each day. The department said Thursday that Quimby has hired a manure hauler who's begun moving wastewater from a pump station to the city's wastewater lagoon. The city is working with an engineering firm to determine how best to fix or replace that sewer main. The ongoing high water on the Missouri River has resulted in the U.S. Coast Guard and Army Corps of Engineers closing the river to all boat traffic effective immediately. The Missouri River is closed to all navigation traffic from St. Louis, Missouri, heading north to just north of Sioux City at mile marker 750. The agencies say that vessel traffic may cause damage to or overtopping of flood levees. There is also a hazard from drifting objects in the high water. The river will be closed indefinitely until the level recedes. That is not expected to happen for weeks as releases from Yankton's Gavin's Point Dam continue at 75,000 cubic feet per second through at least the end of this month. The Iowa Supreme Court has denied a request by the attorney for former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to stop a civil trial in which Branstad is accused of discrimination against the gay former state workers' compensation commissioner. Branstad and two former staffers were sued by Christopher Godfrey, who was pressured to quit after Branstad took over as governor in 2010 and received a pay cut. Godfrey claims it was because he is gay. Branstad denies that he ever knew that Godfrey was gay. An 8-person jury is hearing a case in Polk County District Court. Branstad attorney Frank Hardy claims that the trial judge is allowing Godfrey to put Branstad's and the Iowa Republican Party's anti-gay views on trial, violating their free speech rights. Supreme Court Justice Thomas Waterman on Friday denied the request to stop the trial. Central Iowa law enforcement officials say that a second arrest has been made in a home invasion robbery last year in which an 82-year-old woman who was sexually assaulted. The Des Moines Register reports that 20-year-old Manuel Eduardo Balderas was arrested Thursday in Des Moines on a warrant charging him with sexual abuse, robbery, theft, and willful injury. He was booked into a Story County jail. Police continue to search for another suspect, 18-year-old Jacob Jimenez. Police say that Jimenez is the grandson of the elderly victim and that he led Balderas and a 17-year-old to the woman's home last August. The three broke in, tied the woman up, beat her, and sexually assaulted her. Police say that the trio took about $1,000 worth of items from the home before going to burglarize the home of another one of Jimenez's relatives. The 17-year-old was arrested last month in Texas. The Associated Press does not name juveniles charged with crimes. The board that governs the state's public universities has approved a nearly 4% increase in undergraduate tuition for students at the University of Iowa and Iowa State University. There will be no tuition increase at the University of Northern Iowa. The 3.9% increase in tuition at Iowa and Iowa State takes effect this fall. The 2019 legislature did not provide as much of a boost in state taxpayer support of the schools as the Board of Regents had requested. The tuition hike is nearly 1% higher than what the board predicted last November. Regent Milt Dokovich says that it makes sense for the board to wait until state funding decisions are final.
I think it's a lot better mechanism than we've had in the past. Previously, we've been setting tuition prior to the legislative session.
That meant that after approving tuition rates in November for next fall, the board might also vote again in the spring to hike the rate if state funding was below expectations. That's your news for this Saturday morning here on KLAM.